Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Kevin Howard. Kevin Howard envisions a world where success is measured not by our investments, but by our contributions to humanity as a whole. And Kevin, you have a new book, Onward. And tell us about Onward at Last. Tell us about the new book, please. And welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us,
Frankie,
today.
Frankie, it's so wonderful to be here with you today to talk about my new book, Onward at Last, 2017 to 2020. And the book really is a clarion call to each of us. We all know and hear constantly all the problems and the stress and the toxic, you know, discourse that we go through each day, but we need to have a method of how do we deal with this? How do we find fulfillment in this environment? And so Onward at Last just speaks to my journey as to how I found it, and it's a clarion call to each of us, because the answer rests with the person who's looking back at you in the mirror.
So tell us a little bit about your story.
Sure. I am very much, you know, a child of the American dream. I mean, I was born and raised in the Bronx, you know, by a single parent, college educated, graduate school educated. You know, I had the pleasure of serving 4 years active duty in the military. I served, President Reagan was my commander in chief. So here I go, dating myself. And I built an incredible career, you know, in banking, you know, before I found myself at the age of 40 on the path to a stroke, basically feeling totally unfulfilled. And yet I had done everything that society would have me do.
You know, it's so interesting. You know, it's always, you know, we always hear it's not how much you have in your bankroll on the day of your death as you're dying that's going to matter. You know, and I think we have a hard time as Americans, really and truly, we say it, but we don't really conceptually understand that word, that concept.
This is true because, you know, basically we're not socialized to do so. What I found is the challenge that faces us is that the core American virtues of independence, of freedom, of self-interest, of competition have been pushed to such extremes that they no longer serve us, that they've moved us away from who we actually are, and that what Onward at Last is encouraging us to do is to remember who we are. By just focusing in on the most basic concept, how is it that we exist each day? You see, in this busy modern world, none of us think about how we exist. We just exist. But there is wisdom in how we exist each day. So ask yourself, who produced the food I'm going to eat today? Who produced the clothes I wear today? When we think about all the goods and services we need that allow us to exist every day, how much of that is produced by our family and friends? It's questions like this that lead us down the path of understanding who we are and even can reveal what our purpose is.
So what do you recommend? Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to your going to be 40 years old and you're headed for a stroke. What was that moment for you? Give us details of what was that wake-up call that you had that day, Kevin Howard.
It was very much what an increasing number of Americans are feeling right now. Notwithstanding whatever success you achieve, you're not getting satisfaction either from the journey or the destination. So at that moment, I had a big house, married, beautiful kids, successful job, money in the bank, all the things that should lead to a life of comfort, of personal fulfillment, and yet it was hollow. And it was hollow because how I got there. I didn't do anything wrong by the rules of our country, but the manner by which I got there was in conflict with how I exist each day. You see, we are encouraged to be independent. We are encouraged to be self-interested. We are encouraged to compete against each other. But the problem with that is the way we actually exist each day is because of the combined contributions of all of us. And so we experience cognitive dissonance when we exist every day. But when we think about our lives and how we organize and make our choices, we think nothing of the hands that feed us, of the hands that provide for us. In fact, we compete against those hands. And this is why it's so unfulfilling. Success in America today is always at the expense of the very people who support you. And therefore, you can't find satisfaction under those terms.
Kevin, did you stop working? I mean, I'm trying to get details of what changed for you years ago. What changed? What was it that changed?
Well, in my case, it wasn't instantaneous, and I'm hoping because I took 15 years to go through this, because this is 2005 that I'm going through this. I'm hoping that the listeners, it's a much faster process, benefit from someone's experience, that kind of thing, right? What actually happened to me is it just started me on a journey of answering the question, why? And the thing that drove my first step is I understood, and most of us do, that the first step to solving any problem that challenges you is to identify the part that you contribute to, because that's the part that you can control. So if I was unfulfilled by the society in which I was living, even though I was very successful, right, what am I doing to participate in that that's causing that to be? And so it took me 15 years, lots of internal search, you know, to ascertain that, oh, okay, I'm not living based on the wisdom of how I exist every day. I'm literally competing, sometimes even hating the very hands that feed me. And therefore, I'm not fulfilled. And so it took me a while to get there. I started writing the commentaries about that journey 3 years ago. And now that I'm here, I do think that people can benefit from it by simply stopping and really steep on how you exist each day. And then do what comes natural. It's for each individual to decide on their own.
So if I were, you know, I had a guest years ago who would come on and say, it's not what you eat, it's what you eats. It's taking it to even the degree to understand why we should be so concerned about the source of some of the foods that we are consuming. To look at, well, you know, it's not just eating the chicken, but what are they feeding the chicken? What are they feeding the pork? What are they feeding the animals that you are consuming?
This is so true, Frankie, but here's the thing. That consideration is a byproduct of the fundamental problem, right? The fact that we have people making fortunes on food that is not good for their customers tells you that the core American virtues are being taken to the extreme. So my exercise of freedom. Well, yes, mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but this is part of the problem that we have in this country is that when you go to different geographical locations, we've just discussed this on the show, on this show and on my health show, when you go to different geographical locations in this country, there are many parts of this of the country that are not serving, that don't even have grocery stores. They don't even have a grocery store for people to go and buy fresh fruit and foods. It's just fast food all around them. So We will continue. We have to take a quick break. Joining us today, and a fascinating conversation, is Kevin Howard. And Kevin, what's the best website? And tell us how people can find out more about you. We'll come right back with Kevin.
Absolutely. People can they can access my book by searching on Amazon, Onward at Last, 2017 to 2020, or they can go to my website, theuniversalonenessblog.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Save big on a new 3.5-ton R-Series compact excavator from Bobcat. Buy the E35 for as low as $34,999. Finance for as low as $601 per month, or lease for as low as $390 per month. Plus, get our full 3-year, 2,000-hour warranty. Contact Robbins Equipment in Burns today and click the ad for details. Hurry. Offers end September 30th, 2020.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And joining us today, and the website is theuniversalonenessblog.com, is Kevin Howard. He's author of Onward at Last. And welcome back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. And Kevin Howard really envisions a world where success is measured not by our investments, but by our contribution to humanity as a whole. And Kevin, I want you to give us, what do you want us to do? What can we do at this point? How do we change the way in which we've been living all of these years? And what would you like to see happen?
The best answer for that, and the best news for that, is to actually understand how you exist each day. And the reason why I say that is, first and foremost, you don't need a college education. You don't need special training. Every competent adult can actually think about, well, how am I surviving today? Because if you realize the way you survive every day is that you're actually interdependent on the rest of humanity and the natural ecology that sustains you, then you realize that organizing your life to aspire for independence doesn't make a lot of sense. What we are is interdependent, mutually fulfilling, but interdependent. And so what people can do each day is actually realize that, internalize that, because you already know it. We pick up our food at the supermarkets, we go to restaurants, whatever. We are aware that other people, thousands of people we will never meet, support us every day. It's just that society and these virtues have encouraged us to forget that and to organize our lives to advance our own personal interests and the interests of our friends and family, when that's not serving us. So right now, what we do is, by competing as vigorously as we do against each other, we actually hurt the hands that support us. You know, and so what every person can do, this is not pie in the sky. I'm no spiritual guru. I'm a banker. Everyone can stop and think about how they're going to survive today and how many people support what you do and whether or not you care, you incorporate the hands that support you in the choices you make every day. That does not mean, you know, all of a sudden you're not going to take care of yourself. It just means that you understand that it's not just by your actions alone, and that the better everyone else is doing, the better you're doing, right? And,
yes.
And that will transform how we organize our society and how we organize our lives. But it starts with each one of us.
And wouldn't it be great if we could add more kindness to this conversation?
Frankie, that is the most natural thing we would do. Contemplate our beautiful pets, our dogs. People love having
yes.
their dogs. And you know why? Because
yeah.
they get unconditional love from the dog.
That's right.
Guess what?
That's right.
The reason why they get unconditional love from the dog is because the dog is not confused as to who's providing for them. The problem with modern life is we're just sophisticated enough to be confused as who's providing for us. We will fear, hate, hurt the hands that feed us, thinking that we're advancing our own interests and not understanding why the service I get every day is not what it used to be. So it's time for us to get back to the basics of how is it that we survive each day. And what you learn when you answer that question honestly is what's going to transform your values that define your life. And ultimately, if most of us do this, the kind of society we live in. COVID-19 is proving what independence, self-interest, competition does. Because we have 4% of the globe's population and 25% of the globe's deaths. Because we simply did not take care of each other until we figured out how to fight this virus. You know, so here we are. So that's what people can do today.
I also think, you know, we talk a lot about this on my health show and on this show, is that, you know, it really begins when you're sitting on the plane, and the analogy that we use over and over and over again, but it's so true. You cannot help anyone else unless you can help yourself. And so, you know, you hear put the oxygen mask on for you before you can help your child or anyone else. And the problem is that we're not even kind to ourselves, Kevin. That's part of the problem right now, is that we're so harsh on our own selves.
Well, I really think that harshness is a function of the constant fight or flight that this toxic competition does. I mean, seriously, the difference between any of us and the person standing on the side of the road with a sign saying, I'll work for food, right, is losing in this competition of jobs, of getting the deals, of whatever. And that creates such a fearful environment that doesn't accommodate the love that is actually there around us, right? And so this is, again, discussed at length in my book, Onward at Last, because it's just trying to identify something that we never think of. The virtues that define our lives could be the very barriers to our personal fulfillment. And the way to answer that question is to just answer deeply, how do I exist each day? And once you do that, it will change your life.
How has it changed yours?
Oh, it is. I mean, I'm still a banker, you know, successful. It's changed my life because I look at strangers not as threats, but as the person who either picked up the garbage for me, the person who drove the truck, who got the food to the store, and on and on. It's changed my life because my heart is overflowing with gratefulness at how we actually do support each other, because I simply recognize it. So it's you know, yeah, I'm not heading on the path to a stroke anymore, right? And that's simply because I understand that a good day for me today is because thousands of people I will never know did what they do for our mutual benefit. And that, as a result,
yeah,
the brakes work on my car, the food that I eat doesn't give me food poisoning. It's all good.
Right, right.
That's
it's
how
all
my
good.
Life has changed.
Kevin Howard, thank you so much for giving us this insight today. And the resources are available in your new book. Give out the website and all the good information, how people can get the book.
Please. Yes, please. Okay, the book is available in paperback, Kindle, or audiobook on Amazon. Just search for Onward at Last 2017
we gotta run.
To 2020.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin. Thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Advancements in the medical field are giving nurses faster, more effective results than ever before. They should expect the same from their education, too. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format allows you to set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move faster through your program. So the faster you move, the more money you save. When you're ready, we'll be here. Visit capella.edu for a trial course at no cost to you. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.